the Cat Witch. This happened in slavery times in North Carolina. I heard my grandmother tell it more than enough. My grandma was cook and house girl for this family of slave owners. There must have been Bissets, 'cause she was a Bisset. Well, old master had sheep, and he sheared his sheep and put the wool upstairs. And old miss accused the cook of stealing her wool. "Every day my wool gets smaller and smaller. Somebody is taking my wool." She knowed nobody could get up there handy but the house girl, so they took her out and tore up her back about the wool, and old master gave her a terrible whipping. When grandma went upstairs to clean up, she'd often see a cat laying in the pile of wool. So she thought the cat laying there packed the wool and made it look small. And she said to herself, she's gonna cut off the cat's head with a butcher knife if she catches her again. And sure enough, she did. She grabbed the cat by her foot, her front foot, and hacked her foot with a knife and cut it off. And the cat went running down the stairs and out. So she killed the foot she cut off, and it turned natural. It turned to a hand. And the hand had a gold ring on the finger with an initial in the ring. My grandmother carried the hand down to her mistress and showed it to her. Grandma could not read nor write, but old Miss could, and she saw the initial on the ring. So it was an outcry. They began to talk about it like people do in a neighborhood, and they look around to see who lost her hand. And they found it was this rich white woman who owned slaves and was the wife of a young man hadn't been long married. Witches don't stay long in one place. They travel. Next morning, she wouldn't get up to cook her husband's breakfast, 'cause she didn't have but one hand. And when he heard the talk and saw the hand with his wife's gold ring and found her in bed without a hand, he knew she was the Cat Witch. And he said he didn't want her no longer. So it was a custom of killing old witches. They went and fastened her to an iron stake. They staked her and poured tar around her and set her afire and burnt her up. She had studied witchcraft, and she wanted that wool and could get places like the wind, like a hand. She would slip out after her husband was in bed, go through keyholes, if necessary be a rat, they can change, and steal things and bring them back. My grandma told that for the truth.